The Arizona Board of Education has violated federal privacy law by releasing the names, birthdays, and AZ merit test scores of more than 1,000 students. The release appears to be inadvertent. With us to talk about how this happened and who is affected is Jim Small, Executive Director and Editor of the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
So what exactly happened here?
Yeah, so basically last month when the school letter grades were released, for all schools in Arizona, there were a number of schools that appealed. There were about 73, in fact. We filed a public records request with the State Board of Education for documentation related to those appeals, which consists in anything from kind of a standardized form that says who the school is and why they're appealing, along with the supporting documentation. We got those documents back. We wrote a story about the appeals and about all of the reasons that schools were claiming that their grades were incorrect and that they should be changed. And along with that, we published all of these documents for these 73 schools. Found out a week later that, in fact, there were student names and birth dates and test scores riddled throughout these mostly the supporting documentation that these schools sent to the State Board of Education. And the Board of Education has a responsibility under federal law to remove that information before they provide it to anybody, whether it's in response to a public records request from the media or if, say, that they're going to provide data to a researcher at a university who's doing a project.
So we know that that data should not have been released. Talk about how you received it and how you didn't know that you were actually putting it out there.
Yeah, it was interesting. You know, like 73 schools, there were hundreds. I mean, I think well over 1,000 pages of documentation that we received. And when we went through it to do our initial story, we essentially just looked at this kind of standardized form. It was like a two or three page form that the State Board of Education basically asked schools who were going to appeal to fill out, set on there in no uncertain terms, please don't include sensitive student information, you know, but basically give us kind of a narrative as to why you think that your school should get a different grade. And we use those forms basically to assess, okay, this school is appealing because it thinks it submitted the wrong data, or this school is appealing because it thinks the formula is bad, or this one because there was some extenuating circumstances like maybe a rash of illnesses that took out a lot of students during test time or things like that. And so we didn't go through all of the supporting documentation because for the purposes of reporting on the natures of these appeals, it wasn't really that essential. It wasn't until we got contacted by a charter school administrator who said, hey, you need to take down our data because I've got students whose names are now out there and their test scores are now out there, and that's not right.
So is the issue that the schools themselves sent information they shouldn't have to the Board of Ed, or that the Board of Ed and or the Board of Ed forwarded then that information on to you when it shouldn't have?
I think fundamentally the responsibility lies in the Board of Education in this regard. You know, those schools sent that information to the Board of Education. Yes, the form said don't include this student data, but the buck kind of stops with the Board of Education, right? Like they were the ones that maintained these public records. They were the ones responsible for distributing them to anyone who asked for them, whether it was my organization or anyone else or a public education researcher, and they're all covered by federal student law or federal privacy law. It's not uncommon at all for schools to share that kind of information directly with the agencies and the boards that regulate them. The State Department of Education would be another one where there's a lot of information that moves back and forth between schools and the Department of Education, which is understandable as they're kind of administering the entire state's education system.
So what is the board saying about that?
Essentially what they said was that it was an honest mistake. It was, you know, they chalked it up to human error, that basically they'd actually created all these files, redacted, taken out all this identifying information, and when they sent them out to the media, they grabbed the wrong file folder, and said, we have the cleaned version and we have the original version, and they accidentally grabbed the original version, sent it out. They were unaware of it until, again, the school contacted us. The school also contacted the Department of Education, and I think the Department of Education informed the State Board of Ed. So it was a good week, 8 days, and after they sent this information out.
And you quickly had to take this information down, right?
Oh, we absolutely did. As soon as, you know, once I spoke to that school administrator, I went back and I looked at the files, and I saw that, yes, for her school, there were a lot of student names in there, which was concerning. And then started to look through all the other files and found five other schools and much larger schools than hers that had a lot of student information. And at that point, it was not a tough decision for us to say, okay, well, this law may not apply to media organization, but it certainly is the right thing to do to pull this data down. We're not in the business of knowingly spreading this information that should be private and is private for a good reason.
All right, that's Jim Small with the Arizona Center for Investigative Reporting. Jim, thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.